Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has released a 414-page report regarding the various investigations involving the alleged allegations of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and concluded in this report that there's no evidence to back up any of the charges against him. We're going to be talking about this and other matters regarding the High Court and judges on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel.
You know, we just kind of want to go, no surprise here.
No surprise. 53 exhibits, 414 pages. This includes interviews with more than 40 individuals with information related to the allegations, including classmates and friends and all of those involved. This includes the FBI interviews. All of these individuals, all of this investigation determined one thing. There is no evidence against Justice Kavanaugh. There's no corroborating evidence. There's no supporting evidence. There's
no
credible evidence against him. In fact, Senator Charles Grassley, who is the chair of the committee, has already referred several people for criminal investigation by the Department of Justice.
There's a problem there.
Yeah, because it's a crime to make false statements to a federal agency, a committee such as this right here, and that's what happened.
What about people lying under oath? There's a problem with that as
they
well.
They lied under oath, and they lied under what they call penalty of perjury. Mm-hmm. The committee found that a former FBI employee, Monica McLean, they have referred her because she allegedly urged the accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. She, in fact, made some allegations to someone who was a good friend of Christine Blasey Ford. She asked her to change her story. Christine Blasey Ford said that there was a woman who ultimately knew her and could verify her statement, and that woman said, "I don't know Kavanaugh. I was never at an event like that," mm-hmm. that which she describes. And Monica McLean, who's a friend of Ford, she went to that person and she said, "Would you change your story to support Ford?" Well, who is Monica McLean? Former FBI agent who ultimately was coached by Blasey Ford on how to fake or take a lie detector test so that you could pass, and she did, and she became an FBI investigator. Ford lied under oath. She said she had never taught anybody how to take or had never taken a lie detector test before. We know it's not true. The person that she actually trained, who became an FBI investigator, now a former FBI investigator, then went to someone who said, "I cannot confirm her statement, and in fact, I don't know who Kavanaugh is." She approached her saying, "Please change your story to support my friend, Christine Blasey Ford." The woman refused to change her story.
You know, this is a tragic pattern that's happening. You know, if we don't like what's happening, we don't get what we want, we just change and make up something. You know, but I appreciate Senator Grassley, who has not wavered on this. And he said, "This was a serious and thorough investigation that left no stone unturned in our pursuit of the facts. In the end, there was no credible evidence to support the allegations against the nominee."
And, you know, of course, now we hear that Nadler, very liberal Democrat who will ultimately chair one of the committees, says he's going to pursue impeachment against Kavanaugh. I say, bring it on. Go ahead and do it, because it's going to show how out of touch you are and how radical you are, just like the American public saw mm-hmm. the radicalism and the attempt to destroy somebody's character with no evidence with the Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats.
Right. We saw those paid protesters, all that ridiculous action that happened trying to not have Kavanaugh in this position. And it's just, it really showed the childish nature and the absurdity of the other side.
Well, we have a ministry center that's directly across from the United States Supreme Court, Peggy Kneeneighbor and Jonathan Alexander, two of our staff in our Washington, D.C. offices, were there for the investiture of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, which just recently occurred. And the process is, once he got confirmed, he was sworn in at the Supreme Court by Chief Justice John Roberts and retired Justice Anthony Kennedy. Then you saw the ceremony in the White House with the president that was televised on national television.
In which he publicly apologized to Kavanaugh, which
the
I
president
really appreciated
did, that. And that was,
you know?
He did a great job with that. Peggy Kneeneighbor was there, invited especially to that event. And then this is the historic official welcoming to the court. And so being right across the street from the east side of the Supreme Court, where the facade of Moses is there on the court, you might think of it as the back of the court because it's the opposite of where the main steps are going up to the entrance to the court. That's where the ministry center is. And so that's where the motorcade of President Donald Trump came, and we had it broadcast live on Facebook.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
No other media was able to do that.
That's right.
But we broadcast it live as it was actually happening. And
Peggy knew which car that the First Lady and the President were in.
Yes, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were in the motorcade. They came in, were escorted in. They went into the U.S. Supreme Court, and there they had the official investiture of Brett Kavanaugh. And we have some photographs on our website. If you go to lc.org, we'll show you the actual photograph of all of the justices, including President Donald Trump and Melania Trump, the First Lady, and Brett Kavanaugh, of course, and his wife, Ashley. They are there with all the other justices, including the retired Anthony Kennedy. The only one who wasn't there is, in that picture, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because the day before she had fallen.
Yeah.
And had to be taken to the hospital, having broken three ribs in the fall in her office at the Supreme Court.
And, you know, this was, of course, a very private ceremony, not open to the public or the media. And traditionally, when investiture happens, the new justice is escorted by the Chief Justice and goes down the Supreme Court's 44 marble steps. It's an opportunity for people to see him, for photo opportunities for the media. But in this case, because of the ridiculous actions of the left during all the confirmation hearings, they decided not to do that for security reasons.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I know, it really was.
That has happened. But all the ceremony was done inside, private, certainly under security. But there was no public display of that, as has normally happened. And this has been going on since, what, 1975, this particular official ceremony. And that's the only part that wasn't part of the official ceremony. Even Gorsuch, when he was confirmed in 2017, he went down those steps with the Chief Justice.
I would have loved to see that, but he's getting death threats and things like that.
It's the coarseness that ultimately happened over this, and the paid protesters, and so for security reasons, they decided not to do that this time. But nevertheless, he's on the court, and he is active up there on the court. I don't mean active in the sense of activist, but he is working on the court, and
praise
he
God.
Is there.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the election was good news for constitutionalist justices because more seats were added in the United States Senate. There was a prediction of a so-called blue wave that ended up to be like a blue puddle, if you will.
A blue puddle.
It definitely wasn't a blue wave by any stretch of the imagination. But it went the other way on the Senate with more seats on the Senate. And consequently, that means there will be more opportunities to confirm the judicial nominees of President Donald Trump.
And, you know, he's already set records in doing so. So it's going to be exciting to see what's happening in this next coming year or so.
Yeah, in less than 2 years, what, 20 months? 84 federal judges have been confirmed, nominated by President Trump. These are people who have been confirmed. They're actually sitting on the bench right now. Includes 53 trial judges, 29 appellate court judges, and two Supreme Court justices, including a judge that we are going before in our change counsel case in Tampa. He is a judge that was confirmed by and nominated by the President of the United States, confirmed by the United States Senate. So we have, in 20 months, 84 judges. One out of every six federal court of appeals judges have been nominated and confirmed under the Trump administration. Imagine what can happen in the next 2 years. Another 80, 100, who knows how many. This will transform the judicial landscape for decades to come. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Stand with us as we advance religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and family. Go to lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and regular financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.